I will live from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening and welcome to our Monday night Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Welcome, everybody. If you haven't done so already, check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Where you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Check out and subscribe to our website. All lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our website, you'll find we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. If you click on organization, scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks. We are not a militia. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we do enjoy it when you call in and participate. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to call in? We also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during each of our broadcasts. So either way, come on in, participate, give us a shout out, say hello. Every year, it's been getting worse with missing, trafficked, endangered children and murdered children, unfortunately. Whether it be by somebody they know or just a total stranger or somebody that's connected to the underground trafficking world. What we try to do here at Defender 7, because we're a big advocate of the missing, as we try to put out as many missing people's flyers and stories that we can to help bring them home, to help families get closure. It just seems that recently it's just gotten worse. And it's a shame. But it can happen, and it usually does happen around the holidays, believe it or not. I mean, it happens at just about every day, but a lot more so around the holidays because families are not really paying attention, or they just get caught off guard. So do us a favor. Share every missing person's flyer that you come across. Share it everywhere on all social media platforms. If you know something, say something. if you are afraid to tell the authorities, reach out to myself, Bobby Ormsby, or Lorna Munson, and we'll see to it that the proper authorities get your information. Now, without further ado, allow me to bring in my sidekick, our major Aspain, Miss Lorna Munson.
And the crowd goes wild. Rah! Oh, yeah.
So when I was looking at some of the sites that I read off of, I'm seeing a lot of found safe, which is a good sign.
Oh, good deal. Good deal.
I mean, there's still plenty, even cold cases out there that are still.
And speaking of cold cases, I got one right here. And one right from Wisconsin, not too far from here, from where I'm at.
Okay.
And that's Shannon, B-O-I-T-E-A-U, 23 years old, missing since June 22nd, 2016. There's a $3,000 reward. She's female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7". 135 pounds, missing from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Shannon was last seen, near I-94 and County Road 74 in St. Cloud, Minnesota. She was wearing a tan tank top, black leggings, and no shoes. She has a tattoo of Millie behind right ear and two sparrows on her hips. Police believe she does not know anyone in the area and does not have a cell phone. She is possibly headed to California. The family is offering a reward for information of her disappearance. Any information, contact Chippewa Falls Police Department at 715-723-4424.
Stewart's Draft, Virginia. Doreen Sutton, age 15, brown hair, green eyes, 5'7", 103 pounds. The Augusta County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing 15-year-old juvenile. Doreen Lee Sutton was last seen on December 18, 2022, at approximately 7 p.m. in Stewart's Draft, Virginia. Doreen was last seen wearing a brown Timberland jacket, blue jeans, white Van shoes, and carrying a black backpack. Doreen left the Stewart's Draft area on foot, and his whereabouts are unknown. If anyone has any information about this runaway juvenile, please contact the Augusta County Sheriff's Office at
540-245-5333. Okay. There's no much description on this one, but Michael Lara was last seen near Grand Marais, Minnesota on 12/9. He is in a mental health crisis and not medicated. Please contact Cook County, Minnesota Sheriff's Department with any sightings. And from the picture, he's got, it looks like kind of bald on top head, full face hair, and looks like brown eyes. And no phone number, so call 911 or the Cook County, Minnesota Sheriff's Department.
Evans Sarah Verbecca, white female, 16 years old, brown hair, green eyes, 5'1", 104 pounds. Date of last contact was November 16th, 2022. The investigating agency is the Billings Police Department in Billings, Montana. If you have any information about this individual, contact your local law enforcement agency or the Montana Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 406-444-2800. And from her picture, it looks like she's got some type of small tattoo right on her throat. I can't make out what it is, but it's definitely a tattoo.
And not a birthmark?
No, this is colorful.
Akron, Ohio. Xenia Atkins, or Atkins, 16 years old, missing since June 13th, 2022. 16, female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 215 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Akron Police Department in Ohio, or
330-375-2552. In the world is that?
What?
You don't hear that?
Uh-uh.
Sounds like a football. Sounds like a football game.
No. I don't think it's the TV here, because that's the one that's going is way on the other side, and that's the cold case files or something.
It's not
like
here.
That.
It's not here. It was actually on this site.
Oh, no, I didn't hear nothing.
Okay, good. All right. We need your help finding this missing person. Kennedy Forrester has not been seen or heard from since November 27, 2022, and may be driving a gray Ford Escape with Arizona. Arkansas. Plate ABT02A. Anyone information is urged to contact Detective C. Brown at 501-812-2562. Her name is Kennedy Foster. She's a 27-year-old white female. And that's all the information they got on her. Shoulder length, dirty blonde hair.
There's Danielle Harkins, missing from Cincinnati, Ohio. Missing since 10-6-2022. 4 years old. She's female. She's white. 5'2", 120 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. She was wearing a gray shirt, and she has one side of her hair shaved. Any information, call Cincinnati Police Department at 513-263-8121.
Memphis, Tennessee, Julius Clark. Missing from Memphis, Tennessee since December 1st, 2022. He's a black male, age 19, 5'11", 160 pounds. Black hair, brown eyes. Went missing from Memphis, Tennessee on December 1st, 2022. Julius had texted a friend that he may have harmed himself. He has not been seen or heard from since that text. If you have any information regarding Julius's disappearance or know his whereabouts, contact the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department Missing Persons Bureau at 901-636-4479.
Well, here's another posting on that Michael Lara. This one gives a description. So I'm going to do it again. He's missing from Duluth, Minnesota, and is missing since December 9th, 2022. He's 39 years old, 5'10", 180 pounds, brown hair, balding, that's balding and brown eyes. Michael has a tattoo on his neck that says Rachel Lara. Michael was recently diagnosed with schizophrenia, late onset. He had taken his white truck and headed to Canada, but was stopped and questioned at the border. He ditched his truck, threw his keys and cell phone in the woods. Police were able to get him and take him to the hospital in Grand Marais, Minnesota. However, he took off on foot with no shoes. He has been seen in D, Minnesota, and had broken into cabin, which law enforcement has a warrant out for his arrest. Police have searched some of the woods on and other cabins in the area, but have been unsuccessful in locating Michael. Michael has not been on social media for years. Loved ones are concerned for his safety and well-being due to the area has received recently had 3 foot of snow in the area of his disappearance. It is unknown if he is wearing his work safety coat. He does have medication he is prescribed, but does not have it with him. It is unknown if he has his wallet or ID on him. Any information regarding Michael's disappearance, nor his whereabouts, call 911 or St. Louis County, Minnesota Sheriff's at 218-730-5400 or Cook County, Minnesota Sheriff at 218-387-3030.
College Station, Texas. The College Station Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing 22-year-old Texas A&M student. Tanner Hoang, 22, was last seen by his roommates on Friday, December 16, 2022, around 11 a.m. on Colgate Drive in College Station, Texas. Tanner may have left the area in a silver 2009 Lexus ES350 with Texas plates BS2C737. His family was in town to attend a graduation ceremony on Friday, and he went missing before meeting with them for lunch. His father sent him a text around 8:30 a.m., and it was read before Tanner's phone was turned off. His family says Tanner's debit card was used around noon on Friday at a gas station in Caldwell. If you have any information on Tanner's whereabouts, contact the College Station Police Department at 979-764-3600. He has short brown hair, brown eyes. He's 6 foot, 175 pounds, and he does look Asian American.
Raven Wiggins, missing from Painesville, Ohio, since December 1st, 2022. 10 years old, female, she's white, 5'6", 125 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She was wearing a black shirt, a turquoise hoodie, black leggings, and white shoes. She has a tattoo of karma on her karma, and her nose is pierced. Any information, call the Norwalk Police Department at 419-668-3311.
Wichita, Kansas. Rosalind Hamlin Hampton, missing from Wichita, Kansas since December 14, 2022. She's a black female, light skin, 33 years old, 5'7". 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Rosalind is living homeless and has been struggling with substance abuse issues. She has brown hair and brown eyes. Yeah. She does have in her picture, she has a huge tattoo going across her cleavage. Her hair is curly. If you have any information regarding Rosalind's disappearance or you know of her whereabouts, please call 911 immediately or call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4181.
Jordan Stang, missing from Cincinnati, Ohio, since November 29, 2022. 17 years old, male, he's white, 5'7", 120 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a green and yellow striped North Face coat, a tie-dyed blue and white shirt, and lime green sweatpants. Any information, call the Cincinnati Police Department Personal Crimes Unit at 513-352-6474.
Davis Griffin, missing from Memphis, Tennessee, December 16, 2022. He's a white male, 17 years old, 5'9", 165 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. Davis Griffin is a missing endangered teenager who went missing from Memphis, Tennessee on December 16, 2022. Davis was last seen in the area of the 4600 block of Edgemont Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee, and was wearing a white hoodie and sweatpants. If you have any information regarding Davis's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department Missing Persons Bureau at
901-636-4479. Chryson, C-H-R-Y-S-E-A-N. Sanders, missing from Cleveland, Ohio, since November 29, 2022. 14 years old, male, black, 5'4", 130 pounds, blonde hair, brown eyes. His picture shows black hair. He was wearing a black skull cap. He has an Afro hairstyle. Any information, contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262 or 855-224-6446.
Cody Butler was last heard from on December 2nd, 2022 via text by his sister, and he was last seen on December 5th, 2022 at a restaurant, at a residence on Glasgow Mountain in Glasgow, Virginia. It was stated he and someone at the residence got into an argument and that Dustin left on foot. He was probably wearing his black rimmed glasses and a blue Columbia jacket. Dustin suffers from bipolar and depression and is without medication. If anyone has any information regarding his whereabouts or disappearance, please contact the Rockbridge County Sheriff's Office at 540-463-7329. He's a white male, 37 years old, brown hair, blue eyes, 6 foot, 225 pounds, and he does have a full mustache and goatee.
Here's some sisters that are missing. I'll do one right after another. Kaylee Doughton Savin, 16 years old. She's 5'2", 110 pounds. Black hair, brown eyes. And the other one is Alicia Stonesaven, 17 years old, 5 feet, 100 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. They're missing from Wichita, Kansas since November 10th, 2022. Kaylee has a tattoo on her left ring finger. Kaylee and Alicia may have been in need of medical attention, and they may travel to Garden City in Kansas. If you have any information about their disappearance or know their whereabouts, call 911 or the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4111 or at 785-296-4017 or 1-800-843-5678.
Man, another one missing from Memphis, Tennessee. Angelica Wynn, missing since December 16, 2022. She's a 16-year-old black, light-skinned female, 5'3", 129 pounds, black curly hair on top, brown eyes. She's listed as missing and endangered teenager. Angelica was seen in the 4800 block of Elvis Presley in Memphis, Tennessee. She had been dropped off at White Haven High School by DCS caseworker, but she left school without permission. She is currently a ward of the DCS. If you have any information regarding Angelica's disappearance or know her whereabouts, please call the Memphis, Tennessee Missing Persons Bureau at 901-636-4479. Her case number is 221-2007-650. M as in Michael, E as in Echo.
That it? Kayla Wilson, missing from Springfield, Ohio, since December 11, 2022. She's 16 years old, female, white, 5'10", 200 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was wearing a white hooded sweatshirt and glasses. Any information, call Clark County Sheriff's Office at 937-328-2560. Or 855-224-6446.
Kaylee Thonesaven, age 16.
I think I just did that one.
Yeah, you did. I thought it sounded familiar.
Yeah, it's sisters.
Yeah.
Or does it just have the one?
Just the one.
Oh, really? Wonder if they found the other one and didn't post it on this one.
That could be possible.
Uh-huh.
Prince Edward County, Virginia. The Prince Edward County Sheriff's Office is currently looking into a missing persons case that is 2 decades old. Letitia Lamone Brooks, who was 20 years old at the time of her disappearance, was reported missing on August 31st, 2022 by her mother. Police said Brooks' mother told the police that she dropped her off for an appointment in downtown Farmville on August 29th, 2022, and has not seen or heard from her since. At the time of disappearance, Brooks was described as a 4'10", 130-pound, black hair, brown eyes. Police said she was reported last seen wearing a white T-shirt, gray sweatpants with Bad Girl printed on the back. Anyone with information that may help locate Brooks is asked to call the Prince Edward Sheriff's Office at 434-392-8101. And just by her picture, she's a light-skinned black girl with both ears pierced, shoulder-length hair.
Madison Espinoza Enclada, missing from Warren, Ohio, since December 12, 2022, 16 years old, female, white, 5'4", 117 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Any information, call the Trumbull County E911 Center at 330-675-2730 or 855-224-6446.
Missing adult, David B. McAfee, missing since October 28, 2022, from Knoxville, Tennessee. He's a 31-year-old white male, 6'3", 230 pounds, reddish light brown hair, eyes blue. He does keep his hair real short. He does have a full mustache and a goatee. McAfee was seen publicly, was at a BP gas station off Asheville Highway, captured on camera. McAfee's wife received a message from David's Apple iPhone at 7:30 p.m. that there was a crash, but police say no crash was reported. A search party will commence Saturday, 12/17/2022 at 11 a.m. in Kodiak at 129 East Dumplin Valley Road. Any information, call the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office at 865-471-6000.
Hold on a second here, okay. Okay. Brandon, let's see, Brandon Victor Swanson. Let's see, where is he missing from? He was missing from Marshall, Minnesota, since May 14, 2018. Brandon Swanson was born January 30th, 1989, in Marshall, Minnesota, United States. A son to Brian and Annette Swanson, Brandon was only 19 years old when he went missing. He was last seen in Marshall, Minnesota, on May 14th, 2008. Brandon was a 2007 graduate in Marshall Senior High School. He was also, damn you. I think an ad popped in. God, you're retarded. He was also a freshman enrolled in a one-year program in wind turbines at Minnesota West Community Technical College in Canby, Minnesota. On May 13, 2008, Minnesota West Community and Technical College academic year ended. To celebrate, Brandon attended two parties his friends had thrown. The first party Swanson attended was in Lynde, Minnesota, 7 miles away from his home in Marshall. Brandon left the party to attend another party, a drive 40 minutes away from Lynde in Canby, Minnesota, at the last sighting of Swanson. Brandon had consumed alcohol, according to his friends who attended both parties. Swanson's friends stated he was not intoxicated from what he could see. Brandon left the party by midnight to drive back home by himself. Swanson, a native to the area, knew the directions to get back home to Marshall, but he ran into trouble by crashing his Chevy Lumina into a small ditch. He was uninjured. Not being able to get out of the ditch, Brandon called his parents at 1:45 a.m. to pick him up and provided Brian and Annette the directions where he was located. He said he was midway between Lind and Marshall, a 30-minute drive from his home. Both of his parents drove to the area where Brandon had provided his whereabouts, but could not see him. Brian called Brandon's cell phone to ask if he could see their headlights and honks, and Brandon said he heard and saw nothing. That's when his parents knew he had the wrong directions. Brandon was frustrated because he was confident he was provided the right directions to his parents. Brandon stayed on the phone with his mother and said he'd leave his car and start walking towards the lights he could see in the distance, which he assumed was the town Lind. Brandon would stay on his phone with his parents for 47 minutes, and around 2:30 a.m., Brandon screamed, "Oh, shit," and that's when the call ended. Brandon's father called back multiple times, but Brandon never picked up. Brandon's parents called the police around 6:30 a.m. to report him missing due to not hearing from him for hours and searching through the night. Brandon's age of 19 years old is considered an adult, so the police did not take the report seriously. Oh, my God. Idiots.
Yep.
A few hours later, the police agreed to open a missing persons case and started searching. Police obtained Brandon's cell phone records and concluded Swanson was not in Lynn, not even close to the town. He was near a small town called Taunton, 25 miles away from Lynn. Brandon's vehicle was found in a ditch in Taunton, confirming the location. A ground search was launched by helicopters and bloodhounds were brought into the investigation. The dogs followed a scent trail through an abandoned farm and past fields leading to the river, Yellow Medicine River. The water was around 15 feet at that time. Brandon's case was handed over to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Investigation in 2010. A tip line was set up, and by 2015, there were 90 leads reported, but nothing has turned up. Brandon's Law, named for Swanson, was passed later in 2008. The law requires Minnesota police to begin an immediate search for missing adults under 21, as well as older adults who are missing under suspicious circumstances. Swanson's case remains unsolved. This case was researched and written by uncovered community member Cynthia E. Okay, date missing, May 14, 2008, birth date January 30th, 1989. He would be 33 years old. He was 19 at the time. And no phone number. Wow. It's on the link, missing and not forgotten. So I guess we'd call 911 or the Marshall, Minnesota Police Department.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Now, when in a situation like that, I think it's very wrong for police not to go out and start searching right away.
Oh, I totally agree. I think that's been brought up a lot to a lot of the different law enforcement. I haven't heard any, response of what the reason is why they don't.
Well, they have to now in Minnesota.
Right.
They have to.
I know most police departments will do it at the time of taking a report. But it all depends on where you're at, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeffrey A. Watts was last seen in his St. Charles, Missouri home on November 18, 2022. He said he was walking to the nearby Love's gas station. He never returned or has been seen since. He's a white male. 5'9", 147 to 150 pounds. He has blue eyes, brown hair. It was long when the last time he was seen. Tattoos he has on his neck, St. Louis Arch. On his upper arm, a male symbol with Jeff under it. Lower forearm has a skull. He does have a full beard, mustache, and goatee. He's 43 years old. If you have any information, please contact the St. Charles Police Department at 636-949-3300.
Adeline Burkett, missing since November 14, 2022, from Janesville, Wisconsin. She's 17 years old, female. She's white, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'5", 160 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Janesville Police Department in Wisconsin at 608-757-2244.
Kyle Kirchen was last seen on November 20th, 2022 at his home in Gladstone, Oregon on November 21st, 2022. His 2014 VW GTI black four-door car with Oregon license plate 719MLR was found wrecked in a ravine in Mount Hood National Forest off of NF-46 near Riverside Campground. Kyle was captured on closed-circuit TV footage at a pharmacy in Estacada, Oregon on November 20th, 2022. But there has been no activity on his debit or credit cards. He did not take his cell phone with him. When last seen, Kyle was wearing a green and blue flannel coat with a black hoodie underneath, black pants, and black Doc Marten shoes. Kyle does wear a beard and his ears are stretched. He has a few noticeable tattoos, including a pinup girl on the inside of his right bicep and a sailboat on his chest. He's a white male, 30 years old, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'10", 155 pounds. Have any information on his whereabouts? Contact the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office at 503-665-8211.
Cassandra Ayon, A-Y-O-N, missing October 30th, 2020. She's 28 years old, female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 185 pounds. Missing from Unity, Wisconsin. The Clark County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call of a possible missing person about 12:39 p.m. on Sunday, October 14, 2020. It was determined the last time anyone saw Cassandra was Saturday morning around 3:45 a.m. on October 3, 2020. Her vehicle, a black 2015 Chevy Impala, with Wisconsin license plate AHZ2509 with black rims, has never been located. This is where it gets kind of weird because it doesn't say how this person is involved, but and it also says, although Jesus Contreras Perez was found guilty on June 10, 2022, of first-degree intentional homicide, and on September 12, 2022, sentenced to life in prison, she still has not been found. Any information, contact the Clark County Sheriff's Office at 715-743-3157.
Clayton County, Georgia. A Jonesboro family needs your help bringing their missing daughter home safely. Clayton County police are searching for 11-year-old Arkayla Briggs, who they say left home Tuesday and hasn't been seen since. Family members told officers that Briggs left her home on Mallard Drive at around 3:40 p.m. by slipping out the back door with a packed bag. The family believes that the 11-year-old is with an adult man and that she had been planning to leave with him for some time. Investigators say information through the research is indicating that Briggs may be in the Macon area or heading to Texas. She's a light-skinned black female, 4 feet 11 inches tall, 120 pounds. She has black braided shoulder-length hair and brown eyes. Shoot. Of course they don't leave a number. Any information, call 911 or call the Clayton County, Georgia Sheriff's Office, because there is no numbers on here.
All right. Okay. Joanna Morales, missing from Niles, Michigan since November 1st, 2022. She's 16 years old, female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 115 pounds. Any information, call 911 or 1-800-843-5678 or the Niles Police Department in Michigan at 269-683-1313.
Mike Gray, missing since December 10, 2022, Peabody, Massachusetts. He's a 31-year-old white male, 6'1", long brown hair, blue eyes, mustache and goatee. Mike was last seen in Peabody, Massachusetts, driving a 2015 black Ford Escape, license plate 7AF586, around 9 p.m. Saturday night. He has long brown hair, often in a bun. He has a tattoo sleeve on his right arm and brown facial hair. His destination was likely his home in York, Maine. If you have any information, please contact Sergeant Sullivan or Peabody, Massachusetts Police Department. And, of course, they don't give a phone number.
Okay, we got Abby Rain Schaefer, missing from Kansas City, Missouri. This is since May 23rd, 2022. She was 22 when she disappeared. She's 23 now. She's 5'2", 120 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She has a birthmark on her forehead, and she has multiple tattoos. Abby went missing around 12:40 p.m. when she got into an unknown gray car with an unknown male. The car has been, since been located. Abby also had her cat with her, but her cat has since been located and returned to the family. Abby always has her cat with her and would not have left her cat behind. Abby was last seen wearing a tan crop shirt, black leggings, and gray Nike sandals. Abby Schaefer was last seen by her family at her personal residence on video surveillance. Abby was taken to an address in South KCMO where she was observed entering an address but never exiting. Huh, weird. And then they had put, happy birthday, Abby, wherever you are, we will find you. This is not an update that I want to post today, but I ask everyone to please share Abby updated flyer today and please show love for Abby and her loved ones today. We all know that Abby would be here to celebrate her birthday. Also, we know someone knows something about Abby's disappearance. Please give the best birthday present you can give and help bring Abby home. She is loved and she is missed by everyone. Even if you don't know Abby, she touches your heart. Asking for everyone everywhere to please share, please help us flood social media today and with love and support for Abby on her birthday. Happy birthday again, Abby. We love you and we'll never stop searching for you, and we will make sure you will make sure all know your story. Any information? No phone number. Oh, no. Oh, where is it? Any information, call the Kansas City, Missouri Police Sex Crimes Missing Persons Unit at 816-234-5220.
Summer Ray, white female, 38 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 135 pounds. The Mitchell County Sheriff's Office is requesting the public's assistance in locating a missing 38-year-old Burnsville, North Carolina woman. Summer Phillips Ray was last seen at the Frontier Health Willow Ridge facility in Johnson City, Tennessee on November 13, 2022. It is unknown if she left on foot or if someone picked her up. Family hasn't had any contact with her since then. According to her mother, this is out of character for her not to make contact with someone. There have been unconfirmed sightings in Weaverville and Marion, North Carolina. She has a tattoo on her lower back, one on her forearm. Summer also has a belly and nose piercing. Her family and friends are concerned for her well-being. If you have seen or have any information on Summer's whereabouts, contact the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office at 828-688-9110.
Rosalind Hamlin Hampton, missing from Wichita, Kansas since December 14, 2022. 33 years old, 5'7", 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Rosalind is living homeless and has been struggling with substance abuse issues. If you have any information regarding Rosalind's disappearance or you know her whereabouts, call 911 immediately or call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4181 or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017. And she's got a, looks like a couple of tattoos by her boobie area.
Oh. All right, this next one is the one case I worked in Virginia a couple of years ago. Caitlin Akins. Age of disappearance, 19, blonde hair, blue-eyed, white female, 5'4", 145 pounds. Caitlin Akins was last seen on December 5th, 2015, in Northern Virginia by her stepfather, who says he dropped her off at the Springfield Mall in Springfield, Virginia. Caitlin was supposed to take the metro to the airport to get on a plane back to Arizona. On 12/7/15, Caitlin's luggage, along with her wallet and cash and glasses and plane ticket, were found in a ditch in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Caitlin has a tattoo of butterflies on the inside of her left forearm and stars on her right foot. Anyone has any information, contact the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office at 540-582-7115.
Sequoia Jackson, missing from Hillard, Ohio since December 8, 2022. 15 years old, female, black, 5'4", 108 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was wearing black sweats and red Uggs. Any information, call Hillard Police Department at 614-876-7321.
Bryant Davis is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Wichita, Kansas on October 7, 2022. Bryant is a white 17-year-old male, 6'2", 246 to 260 pounds. He has blonde hair and blue eyes. If you have any information regarding Bryant's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-660-9452.
Jaslyn Agent, missing from Sedgwick County, Kansas. She went missing when she was 16. She's 17 now. She's black, female, 5'4", 110 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. No phone number. I call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department or 911.
Emily Dubas is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Ashland, Missouri on December 4th, 2022. It is believed that Emily may be in the Callaway County, Missouri area. Emily does not have her cell phone with her, and she did not take a jacket with her. Emily is 15 years old, white female, 5'4", 130 pounds. She has blonde, shoulder-length hair, and blue eyes. If you have any information regarding Emily's disappearance or whereabouts, call 911 immediately or call the Ashland, Missouri Police Department at 573-657-9062.
Gamalia Piper, missing since December 9th, 2022, 17 years old, Rapid City Police Department. She's American Indian, Alaska Native, female, brown eyes, black hair, 5'6", 198 pounds. She was last seen wearing a black hoodie with All American in red letters on the back, black pants, yellow and blue Van shoes, and her hair was braided. Any information, call 605-394-4131.
Sarah Ramkilawan, missing since December 3rd, 2022, 16-year-old black female, light complexion, 5'1", 180 pounds, black hair, long braids, brown eyes. She's missing from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Sarah was last seen on December 3rd at 5 a.m. in the 6400 block of Southwest 7th Court near the border of North Lauderdale and Margate, wearing a blue sweatshirt and black sweatpants. She does wear glasses and has her ears pierced. Anyone with information, please contact the Broward Sheriff's Office at 954-764-4357.
Chantel Strangeau is missing again. This is a new report. She did have contact with Billings Police Department on December 11th, but was taken by her abusive ex-boyfriend again on December 12th. Please share this flyer widely and call Billings Police or dial 911 with any information. She was last seen in Billings, let's see, Montana. She is thought to have been abducted at gunpoint by her ex-boyfriend, Lawrence Demirez. Police issued a notice on 12/11/22 that Chanyelle was located safe. She has since been kidnapped by Demirez again. They may be in a 2018 maroon Chevy Colorado, plate number 344673D, or a gray four-door truck. Call Billings Police Department with tips or info at 40200 or dial 911. Demirez is considered armed and dangerous. Do not approach. She is 30 years old, 5'7", 190 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Demirez, they don't have a description of him, but he does look really mean. He's got, looks like acne scars pretty much all over his face. Dark hair. His eyes are squinty, so can't even guess what the eye color.
Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Kiera Coles. This is a cold case. Missing since October 2nd, 2018. Age now would be 31. She's missing from Chicago, Illinois. She's a light-skinned black female. 5'4", 125 pounds, long black hair, brown eyes. Location last seen was near 82nd Street and Coles Avenue. Circumstances of disappearance, unknown. Kiera was about 3 months pregnant when she vanished on October 2nd, 2018 on Chicago South Side. Her car was found in front of her apartment with her phone and packed lunch all still inside. Anyone with information, please contact Area South Special Victims Unit at 312-747-8274.
The Aberdeen, South Dakota Police Department is looking for Taylin Baines, 16 years old. She's a teen runaway. Was last seen on December 10th at a residence, and they don't give her no description. But if you have any information of her location, contact Brown County Dispatch at 605-626-7911. Her picture shows she's got the big glasses on. She's got black hair, brown eyes, and looks like painted on eyebrows. And that's all I can give you.
Alexis Franklin, missing since December 4th, 2022, from Knoxville, Tennessee. She's a 16-year-old white female with sandy color hair, shoulder length, brown eyes, 5'8", 125 pounds. And she does look like she has her left nostril pierced. Alexis was last seen on December 4th, 2022. Caution, if located, do not approach and immediately contact law enforcement. Call 911 or the Knox County Sheriff's Office in Tennessee at 1-865-215-2243.
Let's see. Hold on. I didn't know there was more to this story. I got to, and hopefully it's not YouTube. Okay. Oh, almost. Brittany Hammond. Ah, damn it. Brittany Hammond, a mother of five, goes missing after being seen getting into an unidentified car. Missing from Patriot, Indiana on December 13, 2018. She left about 9 o'clock to go to the store and would be back in an hour and hasn't been seen. Damn it. It's been hard on Brittany's family. She's been missing for 3 years and the family is pleading for answers. They are completely baffled by her disappearance and at this point, fear foul play. Brittany is a mother of five kids ranging from 3 to 8 years old. She grew up in Southwest Ohio, but was living with her boyfriend and his family in Patriot when she disappeared. A friend reports that the day Brittany went missing, she said she was going to the store and would be back in an hour, but she never returned. She was seen getting into an unidentified car with an unidentified person. Brittany's family held out hope that she would return, but her mother knew she was really gone when she didn't come for Christmas. Brittany's cell phone and purse have never been recovered. It is said that Brittany wouldn't part with her phone, even room to room. Ominously, her phone has been turned off since the evening of December 12, 2013. There has been no movement with her social media or bank accounts. In 2019, Texas EquiSearch, a nonprofit that helps law enforcement track down missing people, joined the search for Brittany. The director of the Midwest Ohio chapter told reporters that he believes they are likely going looking for a body. They have yet to recover Brittany for any of her personal belongings. Law enforcement has issued the following statements about Brittany's disappearance. They don't have any new information. They're dedicated to follow up on any leads and future leads. I don't need to go through all of that. If you know anything about Brittany Hammond's disappearance, call Switzerland County's Sheriff's Office, Detective Joe Spillman at 812-427-3636. Her current age is 34, female, 115 to 125 pounds, white, 5'4", got red autumn dyed hair, and that's all I got.
Elijah Drew, black male, age 25, 5'11". 130 pounds, brown eyes, and brown short hair. Elijah was last seen by his family on the afternoon of Monday, 17 October 2022 at 1:30 p.m. when they dropped him off near Sheridan and Hudson Ave in downtown Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. On the afternoon of Thursday, 20 October 2022, he told his mom over the phone that he was boarding a Metro Transit bus and that he would call her back later. He has not been seen or heard from since. If you have seen, or know of his whereabouts, please contact the Oklahoma City Police Department at 405-297-1129.
I hit the back arrow too many times. You can go again.
Okay, this is a cold case too. Age at disappearance 50. Roy Welch is a 50-year-old white male, bald or brown hair, brown eyes, 6 foot to 6'3", 180 to 220 pounds. Roy Lee Welch was last seen between August 28th and September 4th, 2015, in Oakdale, Tennessee. He had a blue earring in his left ear, a scar on his face, and tattoos on his right upper right arm. Family says that foul play is suspected and that his bank accounts were drained after his disappearance and his belongings were gone at the time the police report was filed. If anyone has any information regarding Roy's disappearance, please call the Morgan County Sheriff's Office at 423-346-6262.
Okay, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office and LaForge Police received the confirmed... hold on a minute. Let me get started over. We need your help locating Holly Lynn Clark, age 31, of LaForge, Wisconsin. Holly was reported missing on Tuesday, December 6th. Her last known contact was Monday morning, December 5th. Holly was believed to be driving a black 2008 Acura MDX with Wisconsin license plate number 498WCS. The Sheriff's Office and LaForge Police received and confirmed information that Holly Clark's vehicle was sighted on Saturday, December 10th at approximately 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in Southern California. A traffic camera captured an image of Holly's vehicle driving west on Interstate 8 toward San Diego. If you have any information, contact the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. And that's all I got.
Emily Winsett, white female, age 24, dark blonde, shoulder-length hair, blue eyes, 5 foot, 135 pounds. Emily Winsett was last seen on December 6, 2022, around 10 p.m. at the IHOP, located at Beach and 820, in Fort Worth, Texas. She was wearing a gray sweatshirt with Christmas on it, black pants, and gray slippers. Emily is autistic, high-functioning, suffers with depression, anxiety, and ADHD. She is without her needed medications. Emily has cut mark scars on her wrists, a scar on the stomach from having a feeding tube as a child, and a nose piercing. If anyone has any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Fort Worth Police Department at 817-394-4222.
Brittany Higgins, missing from Elton, Illinois, on November 12, 2022. 31 years old, 5 feet, 110 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. She has a small heart tattoo on one of her feet. She was last seen wearing a silver chain, choker necklace, a black hoodie with white, pink lettering, and a dark-colored Carhartt beanie. She was seen in Bethalto, Illinois. She had her blue pit bull named Elsa, which the picture of him looks kind of like Ralphie Boy, who is also missing. She left on foot with her dog. She was last known to be with four individuals who have not cooperated with information regarding Brittany's disappearance. It is not likely like Brittany to not have contact with loved ones. She has not been active on social media. She is known to frequent the Cottage Hills area. If you have any information on Brittany's disappearance or her whereabouts, call the Elton, Illinois Police Department at 618-463-3505.
Undisclosed reward from Hemet, California. Danielle Rico is a 39-year-old white female missing since August 21st, 2022 from Hemet, California. She's 5'2", 140 pounds, long curly brown hair and brown eyes. Danielle was living with her boyfriend for the past 3 years, and then they were evicted from their home. They started living with friends and neighbors in the area. There are various conflicting reports about where Danielle was last seen, but she may have been in Homeland, California, Sage, California, or on the Saboba Reservation in Hemet, California. If you have any information, please contact the Riverside County Sheriff's Office at 951-791-3400.
Oh, I didn't know. It is National Survivors of Homicide Victims Awareness Month from November 20th through December 20th. Come on. Oh, I need a new phone. Okay. Michelle Amy Locker, missing from Benville, Michigan. She's female, white, 29 years old, 5'4", 115 pounds. Female, brown hair, green eyes. Locker's nickname is Chell, C-H-E-L-L-E. She has scars on her left breast from piercing and biopsies. Her ears are pierced and her left breast used to be pierced. Locker has a circular brand on her right hip. A drawing of the brand is posted with this case summary. She wears contact lenses. She was last seen near Benville, Michigan on June 7, 2003. She has never been heard from again. After her disappearance, her vehicle was found at 121 Street Avenue and 46th Street in Elgin County, Michigan, and some of her clothing was located in the Kalamazoo River not far away. Locker lived in a 200 block of Fairbanks Avenue in Holland, Michigan at the time of her disappearance. Her case remains unsolved. Don't have, no phone numbers. Source information, Elgin County Sheriff's Department. Oh, wait, here it is. 269-673-3899 or 1-800-554-3633.
Isaac Noesen, Asian male, 17 years old, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 160 pounds. He was last seen November 15, 2022 in Olympia, Washington. Isaac is possibly wearing light shorts, an orange OSU crew neck sweatshirt, and white tennis shoes. He did not take the family vehicle or his bicycle. He does not have his wallet or phone. If you have any information, please call the Olympia Police Department at 360-704-2740.
April Nicole Geyer and Rosanna Murray Forkham have been missing from St. Cloud, Minnesota since August 14, 1998. On that day, April 21st, left their home in Malacca, Minnesota with Rosanna, 15. Initially, investigators believe the two had ran away as they had before. However, a witness came forward to share that both girls were at a party in St. Cloud that night. He also said that his friend strangled both girls after the party at his apartment. He claimed that he helped bury both bodies. Police did many searches of the area indicated by this witness. However, no evidence was found of either girl. Oh, wow. It is possible the girls hitchhiked from the party. Both girls had run away together before, but they always called their families when they were gone. Neither girl has called home since that day. April, born July 9th, 1977, was native. She was 5'2 and 140 pounds with brown hair and eyes at the time. She was possibly wearing a black oversized tee with bike shorts and jean shorts. She had struggled with meth and alcohol dependence at the time. She had been depressed at the time, having lost her boyfriend in a drowning the year before. She left behind one child. Rosanna, born December 3rd, 1982, was white. She was 5'5 to 5'6, 110 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. She went by Rosie. She had recently completed a juvenile program for truant kids. She had been planning to run away to California with April that summer, according to a friend. Both girls are missed and have families still searching for them. Police call the Mille Lacs County Sheriff's at 320-983-8250 with any information of the disappearance of April Geyer and Rosanna Forkham.
Bishop Vincent Haler, 15-year-old white male, is an endangered teen from Omaha, Nebraska, last seen November 24, 2022, white male, blue eyes, 5'8", 130 pounds, curly, dark, blonde, long hair, maybe cut now. If you have seen him, they're asking to call either mom or dad. Mom at 402-201-7158 or dad 402-580-1147.
Photos of jewelry found along with human remains released by sheriff. Scioto County, Ohio. It's been about a week since a hunter discovered human remains belonging to a woman between the ages of 30 to 50 in the Lucasville area. Friday, the Scioto County Sheriff's Office released photos of jewelry that was found at the scene. Three rings and a watch were recovered from the wooded area, the sheriff said. The remains are thought to be less than 2 years old. The sheriff says it's unclear how long the DNA testing will take. The photos of the rings are being released in hopes that someone will recognize the jewelry and help.
Is that it? Oh. Lost you. You hung up on us. That's okay, because we only had 2 minutes left. for those of you that listen to our program and join and heard the whole thing, we appreciate you. Yeah, I see you dropped, and we got.
Yeah,
2 minutes
apparently they don't want to. Apparently they don't want that one to be identified.
but yeah, we got 2 minutes left.
Really?
Yeah, because I did 90 minutes because I forgot that, you know, you would have been able to probably do the 2 hours tonight.
Oh, that's all right. I'm tired anyway. Yeah.
All right. So like I was saying, if you see any missing flyers out there, post them everywhere. Anybody has any info that wants to share it with police but are afraid to, reach out to Lorna Munson or Bobby Ormsby, and we'll see to it that the proper authorities receive it. And unless you have something else to say or add?
No. No, I don't.
Okay, then God bless America. God bless our children, the missing worldwide, our veterans, our military, first responders, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.